welcome everyone to the Campaign Against Racism and Fascism's protest that is to stop the right. Good on everyone for being here. This is meant to be a global day of action for the far right, so it's incredibly important that we are here meeting today. My name is Naoi. I've been a member of the Campaign Against Racism and Fascism since 2015, and I'm just going to be chairing today. I think as well, though, before we get started, I think it's important to acknowledge that this protest is taking place on the unceded and stolen land of the Wurundjeri people. This land was viciously stolen through incredibly horrific acts of genocide. And we're here as anti-fascists, as anti-racists, to stand in solidarity with Indigenous people in all of their struggles. Their struggles for land rights, their struggles for self-determination, their struggles against police brutality. And we're here to say, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Now, I know we're all here, and I wish it was for a more celebratory reason, but I think the things we have seen over the past few months in Australia are incredibly disgusting. Over the past few weeks, we have seen the emergence of a strong Trumpian far-right conservative movement that has been emboldened to march on the streets, not only once a week, but every fucking day. Shame. And unlike any issue that the far right has been able to latch onto, the political question of vaccine mandates, conspiracy theories, and in general, anti-health positioning is actually creating a very toxic breeding ground for the far right to grow. And this is what we need to oppose. The past few weeks, we have seen people doing Nazi salutes at their protests. We have seen people waving the Trump flag everywhere. We have seen Proud Boys on the streets of Melbourne. And in case you don't know who the Proud Boys are, they're a far-right Nazi organization from the US. They were the ones that helped organize the Unite the Right rally in 2017, which is where we saw that disgusting filth marching with tiki torches and chanting blood on soil. Shame. This is the same filth that killed anti-racist protester Heather Heyer. And this is the kind of people that we have marching on the streets of Melbourne completely unopposed. Now, 3 days ago, we also saw a pretty fucking appalling situation. We saw the anti-vax, so-called freedom movement, wheel out gallows and pretend a hanging of Daniel Andrews. Now, this is not only incredibly grotesque, but worse than that, you know, they're threatening violence on people, but worse than that, they have actually done it. Yesterday, we saw Andy Medic's daughter be assaulted by the far right on the streets of Fitzroy. Shame! We have people like Harrison McLean, who's one of the key organizers of the freedom movement, and he has very explicitly said on Telegram that their idea is to start with a little bit of hate Daniel Andrews, a little bit of hate the vaccine, and immediately go into Nazi ideas. Shame! Now, there is a direct path from these conspiracy theories, from this anti-health, anti-vax movement that leads straight to the far right. Yay! However, I want everyone here to have one thing clear. One thing that we're going to have to keep clear. This movement is not just far right because we have far right Nazis marching on these streets. That's not really the only reason this is a far right movement. The real reason this is a far-right movement is because they hate trade unions, is because they hate the left, is because they hate anything to do with social solidarity, and that is actually what their movement is about. It's not only about the Nazis, but it's their incredibly anti-social democratic movement that is there to erode any kind of social solidarity and left-wing movement out there. As well. You know, what are their arguments? They're there to say, we're here for bodily autonomy, We're here just because we hate the vaccine mandate. We're here just because we're scared about democracy. And to this, I call bullshit. You're not fucking here to just say bodily autonomy. You're not here because you're worried about the mandate. When we actually see the kind of filth that speaks at their rallies, we have pro-business people speak. And what they hate about is the health measures that have helped actually protect millions of people in Melbourne. That's what they hate, because they hate that actually for 1 minute in Melbourne, for 1 minute in Victoria, we were able to put health before profits. We were able to put the community first, and that is what they hate the fucking most. Now, I'm going to introduce our first speaker, because I think it's a very important task that we're all out here today. As you can see, we've seen hundreds of these people already marching, and our side has a lot to do, but this is the first step. We need to politically confront these people. We need to politically get our message out there, and we need to show up on the streets. So thank you everyone for being here today. Now, our next speaker is a veteran, is an amazing anti-fascist activist. It's Kathy Lewis. She was part of organizing and started the campaign against racism and fascism. So please make her feel welcome.
Well, how fucking good is it to be back out on the streets again? So fucking amazing to see your faces, comrades, even with masks on, but we're doing it because we love each other. And I just can't take my hand off enough for your coming out today. The resurgence of the radical right-wing parties and movements is one of the most significant political developments of the past several decades, particularly in Europe. Space for the far right to grow has been created by several factors: economic crisis, the hollowing out of traditional parliamentary politics, the erosion of the political centre, and the weakening of the labour movement. These have fueled the rise of the far right and nationalists and created the space for the re-emergence of fascist gangs in several industrialised countries. Several significant electoral gains made by right-wing populists in Europe have also come with street violence. For instance, in Poland, the Czech Republic, and in Hungary. Fascist-influenced parties in Austria and France made major electoral gains, and figures with Nazi connections sit in the Bundestag for the first time since World War II. Yay! In the United States, the election of Donald Trump helped draw together many far-right currents and bolster their confidence. And the damage that such movements can do if they are allowed to grow is evident across Europe as well, where in several countries, neo-Nazis are able to mobilise thousands and launch vicious attacks on immigrants and other marginalised groups and on the left. In France, fascists routinely attack Calais refugee camp, and in Greece, the Golden Dawn regularly targets the left, including murdering anti-fascist activists and attacking working class organisations. And of course, we all remember the horror of the Christchurch massacre and the connection it had to the Australian fascist movement here. And in the last few weeks, we have seen attacks on union buildings here too, and the left. And I would like to send my solidarity out to Keelan Maddock, daughter of Andy Maddock, and I'd like us all to put our fist in the air in solidarity. While the far right is growing here too, the situation in Australia is different from other parts of the world. And it's important for us to note that the fascists here are still marginal. But the underlying social and political conditions that led to the re-emergence of fascists in the US and across Europe exist here too, albeit less pronounced. The threat for us is that a mass fascist movement could develop, dominating in the streets and shifting politics further to the right. The potential exists, and we need to stop them now while they are marginal and disorganised. But comrades, we need to acknowledge that things have changed, and now we need to take stock of this moment and recognise that the balance of forces has shifted, and it is the far right who is now growing and emboldened. As Naomi said, what makes this movement far right isn't just that there are Nazis in their midst, and we know that there fucking are, but it's vitriolic hatred of social democracy and the principle of solidarity. Which is why it is important that we meet here at the 8-hour monument, a site that represents the collective power of the organised working class to fight better for better conditions for all. And we stand in that tradition proudly. But right now, the fascists are emboldened and have found a new pole to fish from and find recruits. So what are we going to do about it?
Toss them back to the Grampians.
Our task is to build a pole of attraction to cohere and organise those who are already anti-fascist, anti-racist, pro-union and pro-social solidarity into an active opposition. That means you, that means your friends, that means your workmates, that means other people that you've gone on demonstrations with. Our role is to pull them into this movement. And it is only on that basis that we can begin to lay the foundations for a movement that can challenge the far right at every fucking step. We need to develop the broader mass opposition into taking concrete action based on those ideas that we all here hold in common. The most significant and ongoing debate that the campaign against racism and fascism has had to face is why protest the Nazis in the first place? Shouldn't we just fucking ignore them? Short answer, no. Well, we haven't been able to get out in the streets because we give a shit about each other and we give a shit about public health, but we're back. The threat of a nascent fascist movement will not be addressed by simply burying our heads in the sand. In fact, the more they are simply left to grow, the more attention and credibility they will garner. We know too that simple logical arguments are woefully insufficient to defeat the far right because of the sheer rationalism of the far right and their conspiracy theories that appeal to their core middle class social base. Rational views did not prevent the rise of Hitler, Mussolini or Franco between the wars and have not stopped the recent surge in support for the far right parties in Europe and of course in Donald Trump in the US. Fascist organisations built themselves through collective violence and workers and the left and the oppressed. They consolidate their members and win power through violence and terror. And this is what makes them unique and is why confrontation is justified when they mobilise. Our model needs to be the successful anti-fascist actions like Cable Street in London in 1936, by Lewisham in 1977, and more recently in Boston in 2017. In all of those scenarios, we saw the revolutionary left mobilise mass action that included broader layers of people opposed to fascism and that both outnumbered them and physically dispersed the fascists. Humiliated and defeated, these mobilisations made it absolutely impossible for fascists to carry out their project. But comrades, we need to be clear, we are not yet in that position. Today, though, is an important first step on that journey. Until today, there has been no opposition to the far right. But this is going to change, and we are here to say this is going to change. You, me, we are going to commit ourselves to rebuild the strength and confidence of our side so we can take on this challenge. Today we are here politically opposing the far right movement until we are able to build a movement large enough to push them back once and for all. So comrades, well done on coming out today, and I really look forward to seeing you again at the next anti-fascist action or organising meeting. Solidarity to you all.
Hitler died years ago.
Who's gonna tell me?
Too many Nazis. Hitler died years ago. 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 Too many Nazis. too many Nazis.
On the streets of Melbourne.
Hitler died years ago.
On the streets of Melbourne.
Too many Nazis.
On the streets of Melbourne.
Hitler died years ago.
Who's gonna tell them?